Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. And now, the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Taking an aspirin daily to prevent heart attacks is currently under attack. A recent Lancet study showed that taking low-dose aspirin might in fact do more harm than good. Professor Peter Weisberg of the British Heart Foundation, which partially funded the latest research, cites that while patients with symptoms of artery disease such as angina, heart attack, or stroke might benefit from taking a small dose of aspirin once a day, studies support their current advice that the risks of bleeding might outweigh the benefits. Aspirin now seems to be falling into the same category where hormones and anti-inflammatories have been. Once believed to be something that everyone should take, now the evidence is showing that blanket recommendations and one-size-fits-all medicine is a prescription that very few people should swallow. People need to realize that we are never going to find health in a bottle. And talking about one-size-fits-all approaches to health, here's some sobering news for people who slap on the sunscreen every time they go outside. A groundbreaking study is uncovering information that there is a link between the use of sunscreens and brain diseases. Evidence from a three-year research project shows that human-engineered nanoparticles found in sunscreens can actually induce brain diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. The study is being conducted by University of Ulster expert pathologist and toxicologist Professor Vivian Howard and Dr. Christian Holster, an expert in Alzheimer's, as part of a worldwide project called Project NeuroNano. They are specifically looking at nanoparticles present in chemicals found in sunscreens and an additive in some diesel fuels, titanium dioxide, and cerium oxide. This study is a follow-up to another study that showed that some leading brands of sunscreen lotions do not even stop the sun's rays from penetrating the skin. Amazingly, we spend hundreds of millions of dollars each year on these useless brain-destroying products. Of course, the sunscreen issue is just one part of the sun controversy. We know that the sun converts cholesterol to vitamin D, which we all need, and more studies show how important this nutrient is for overall health. As a result, recommendations that we should fear the sun and never expose ourselves for any amount of time unless fully protected seems more like a marketing strategy than a health recommendation. And when I come back, we'll take a look at a $30,000 a month cancer drug and why most New Year's resolutions only last about a month.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic at 781-942-7121. Now back to the news.
The price of good health is getting even higher when it comes to chemotherapy drugs and preventing cancer. While there are several other cancer drugs with high price marks, a newly approved drug, Folitin, a treatment for peripheral T-cell lymphoma used to shrink tumors, carries a whopping $30,000 a month price tag. Some physicians are scoffing at the outrageous price and questioning the ethical quandaries of using a drug that has only a modest benefit of shrinking tumors and on the average offers only a few extra months of life. Drug makers have been raising the price of pharmaceuticals in preparation for the possible passage of healthcare legislation. And many doctors, including Dr. Lee N. Newcomer, Senior VP of Oncology at United Healthcare, are disappointed at the excessive price but said insurers would be obligated to pay for Folitin because there is no alternative treatment. Think it is hard to justify this kind of price for such little benefit? The argument for this outrageous pricing is that the drug companies need to charge this much, as it gives them the incentive to keep doing research to create more drugs. So let me see if we have this straight. We allow a company to create ineffective drugs and charge what they want, so they will be motivated to create more ineffective drugs and charge what they want. Good thing they don't have a patent on exercise and lifestyle changes. The new year is a time for new beginnings, and on the top of the list for many is losing weight and exercising. So how come so many people with good intentions aren't able to have happy endings by keeping their resolutions? A recent study conducted at George Washington University Medical Center found that the reason only about 30% of those trying to lose weight meet the National Institutes of Health exercise recommendations is not fear of exercising, but fear of how they look to others. Although obese and overweight people understand the importance of working out, they're often intimidated when the people around them are wearing trendy clothes and looking svelte and fit while they're huffing, puffing, and sweating, trying to keep up. It's their emotions, not lack of determination, that keep them away. More often than not, the health club environment is filled with fit, healthy-looking people, and that can keep a person with the best of intentions from ever stepping on a Stairmaster. The alternative is to join a specialty gym or classes at a local health club, take a class at a community center, or by making small incremental changes like taking daily walks. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The brain itself cannot feel pain. While the brain might be the pain center when you cut your finger or burn yourself, the brain itself does not have pain receptors and cannot feel pain. That doesn't mean your head can't hurt. The brain is surrounded by loads of tissues, nerves, and blood vessels that are plenty receptive to pain and can give you a pounding headache. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.